You know, this bozo preacher, let me just go off on this for a minute while we're on the subject. Since I'm kind of on a rabbit trail anyway, might as well just see where this thing leads. But anyway, you know, this bozo out of Knoxville, Tennessee, Charles Lawson. This guy with, you know, he's got all his videos on crop circles and UFOs and hollow earth and all this just goofball stuff. Guy's a complete bozo, but anyway, he put out a video attacking yours truly, of course, but also attacking Pastor Grayson Fritz in Knoxville, Tennessee, who's actually a real man of God, amen? Yes. Pastor Grayson Fritz, who's actually a man of God and gets up and preaches the Word of God, does soul winning, preaches hard on sin, faithfully preaches the Bible, unlike this clickbait, UFO-chasing bozo idiot, Charles Lawson, who, by the way, you say, why are you being so hard on him? Because he preaches a false gospel. He's not even saved. Right. That's why. Right. But this guy, Charles Lawson, gets up and attacks the man of God in his town, Grayson Fritz, and attacks yours truly. And here's what he said. He said, you know what? All homosexuals should know that I've always said that they're welcome in the church. And he said, in fact, I kid you not, we'll roll out the red carpet for the homosexuals to come to the church. Wow. He literally said he's going to roll out the red carpet for them. And then in the next breath, he's praising Cracker Barrel for not allowing Pastor Grayson Fritz to come. Because I don't know if you heard about Pastor Grayson Fritz being banned from Cracker Barrel. Okay, you know, I mean, you know, it's one thing to get banned from a country. And then there's getting banned from Cracker Barrel. No, but anyway, that's a whole nother level. In fact, my son was doing plumbing in some random person's house. Didn't you hear them? They were hearing it on the news. He was just in someone's random house, and they were hearing it on the news, and they're talking about, hey, did you hear about this pastor in Tennessee getting banned from Cracker Barrel because he preached against sodomites? This was right here in Phoenix, even. So, I mean, this was a pretty big story. Yeah. It was all over. It was like global news. Oh, yeah, you know, wait, hold on. Our correspondent, this is just in. A pastor is actually preaching what the Bible says, and Cracker Barrel won't stand for it. Okay, so that's the stupid Cracker Barrel. Their little falling apart, little biscuits. Their little tray of little packaged butters and packaged jelly. Nuts to it. I don't even like Cracker Barrel. You know what's wrong with Cracker Barrel? I'll tell you what's their breakfast sausage. Don't they have the... It's a goofed up breakfast sausage. I haven't eaten there in years. I wanted to give the details. It's like, why don't I just go get a Slim Jim at the gas station? And it's pretty much like a Cracker Barrel sausage. Who knows what I'm talking about? Who agrees with me on their sausage that it's got problems? That's not a right sausage. Okay. You know, I'd rather snap into a Slim Jim, you know, than to eat the Cracker Barrel sausage. It's pretty much the exact same thing. That little stupid little game with those little pegs and the wooden thing. Keep it. I don't want it. Nuts to you, Cracker Barrel. I'd rather have the Word of God. Amen. I'd rather have Grayson Fritz down at Panera Bread with Grayson Fritz than to be a Cracker Barrel with a bunch of homos, all right? But anyway, so, you know, I totally got off course, but Charles Lawson, all right, stay on topic here, all right? We're working our way back to Exodus, believe me. We're doing a little wandering in the wilderness, but we're eventually going to get to the promised land. But anyway, you know, so this Charles Lawson gets up and says, yeah, we're going to roll out the red carpet for homos. And then he sits there and says how, you know, well, just as Americans, you know, just as citizens of America, you know, we have to respect people and tolerate people regardless of their race, their religion, their ethnicity. You know, just go ahead and say it, Charles Lawson, their orientation. Because that's what he's talking about. He's talking about putting up with sodomites. And then he says, you know, I mean, we've got to live this way or else we're not going to be able to live at all. He's just so scared. Right. But this is the part that was the most ridiculous thing that he said. He then, after he talks about how we're going to roll out the red carpet for homos, and, you know, they should still have rights as Americans. You know, that's secular. We all have rights as Americans. That's a separate thing. We got to keep that separate from our religion. Give them their rights. Give the rights to the LGBT. Then he turns around and says this, and I expect the same thing from them. I expect the same thing from them. Well, you know what? You forgot to read Romans chapter 1, where it says that they're implacable, which means that no matter what you give them, they're never going to be satisfied with it. No matter what you do for them, they're never going to be satisfied. No matter what you allow them, no matter what olive branch you extend to them, they will not accept it because they are implacable. You know what implacable means? They cannot be placated. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. You give them a finger, they'll take the whole hand. That's what it means to be implacable. And he thinks like, well, I'm going to learn how to get along with the homos in my town. And I'm going to be, you know, I'm not going to be like Grace and Fritz. You know, look, Charles Lawson, just say it. You're not willing to give up Cracker Barrel for the cause of Christ. For Jesus Christ, you won't give up Cracker Barrel. You know, so you're going to extend an olive branch to the homos. Hey, let's roll out the red carpet. You know, God forbid that Grace and Fritz would be allowed through the door. Right. But roll out the red carpet for the homos. More like a red ribbon for AIDS or something. Isn't that what that is? Yeah, the AIDS carpet. Roll out the AIDS awareness carpet. But anyway, think about this. You know, he's saying, well, I'll expect the same from them. Well, you know what? You're not going to get it, Charles Lawson, because they're implacable. And you know what happens when you give that which is holy unto the dogs? You know what happens when you cast your pearls before swine? They turn again and they rend you. Right. And you're going to be rent. You're going to be torn up. Because they're implacable. Okay? So I'm with Grace and Fritz. Amen?
Amen.
I'm on Team Fritz. And Cracker Barrel could go jump in a lake with Charles Lawson and all the other queer baits out there who are trying to invite predators, trying to invite pedophiles into the church. Sorry, I want this place marked safe from pedophiles today. Amen? Amen.